Iran's navy appears to have accidentally hit one of its own ships with a missile, killing at least 19 Iranian sailors. Another 15 were reportedly injured. The incident took place on Sunday during an Iranian military exercise in the Gulf of Oman. American ships are deployed in the Persian Gulf nearby, which raises concerns about the potential of an accident like this actually sparking conflict between Iran and the U.S. Here's the world's Shirin Jafari.
The first images of the incident appeared online last night. Here, emergency crews can be seen scrambling to help the injured on board the ship. It's dark, but at least one man can be heard moaning, likely from an injury. Details of what exactly happened are still emerging. The Iranian military put out a statement saying that the ship was part of a naval exercise when it came too close to a target. A missile struck the ship instead of the target. Marla Carlin is with Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.
Friendly fire events happen in every military. They're awful, of course. However, what's important is that we understand what just occurred in the context of what has been happening with maritime security more broadly in the Gulf.
Carlin has advised 5 U.S. Secretaries of Defense and worked on Middle East security issues at the Pentagon. She says tensions between Iran and the U.S. is nothing new, but in the past few months, their armed forces have been involved in more competitive and heated tit-for-tat exchanges. Carlin says it doesn't help that the two countries have no direct communications.
They don't understand where the red lines are for their opponent. And I worry that this lack of understanding is dangerously escalatory.
Last month, President Trump tweeted something ominous. He wrote that he has instructed the U.S. Navy to fire on Iranian gunboats that harass American naval vessels in the Persian Gulf. The Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman, right next to it, are important commercial routes, not just for the U.S., but for the global energy market. In the past, Iran has threatened to block the ships that pass through this area. And this isn't the first time that the Iranian military forces have come under scrutiny for deadly mistakes. In January, Iran's Revolutionary Guard accidentally shot down a passenger plane, killing 176 people on board. Families of the victims say they're still waiting for an investigation into what happened. Adnan Tabatabai is a political analyst based in Germany. He says it's too early to draw conclusions about the incident on Sunday.
The vulnerability of Iran's military apparatus, both to human error, but also to potential cyber attacks. So this is certainly something that can go both ways.
Meanwhile, on Monday morning, bodies of the victims from the Iranian ship were returned to their loved ones. Now, Tabatabai adds, Iran has 2 deadly accidents to answer for since the start of the year. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.